Humans, we have returned to the Swords and Scrolls podcast,
where Rotating Rogues Gallery joins me in discussing comics and more in the genre of heroic fantasy. I am Jared Savitas, your guide in the realm of savagery, super science, and sorcery. And as always, I ride free with the equort to my horse, Jason Ford.
That was fantastic. And much like the Thundar intros, you always nail it. It's fantastic.
Welcome, dude. I'm so glad to be back here. Where's your boom though? Do you don't have a boom written out?
No, this episode was so ripe with content. I was indulging in my notes, and I have 63 notes on this episode. So yeah. So I think we got to cut out some fat, and the boom sadly had to go. I'm sorry, dear listeners, especially that one in faraway lands. I forgot what country he's in, but
Australia,
especially Australia, the forbidden land.
Today we are talking about episode 4 of Thundar the Barbarian, season 1, episode 4, Raiders of the Abyss. Once again, we've got our Super Six writers of Buzz Dixon, Mark Evanier, Steve Gerber, Martin Pascal, Ted Peterson, and Christopher Vane delivering again a great episode.
Yeah, they got back to the basics on this one. It's nice. After episode 3, the weirdness, they got that all out of their system, and now we're getting back to the Thundar basics.
I think the great thing about this episode is that we've seen this crew of characters be so reactionary to things. But in this one, they're like, we're doing it. Like they drive the adventure. You know what I mean? Like they're going after it. It's not they're reacting to we're trapped or
oh no
or anything like that. It's like we're doing it. Adventure time. This is a module, RPG module, man.
It very well could be and should be.
The one thing though, Jason, I have to say is this is the second time where I've made such an offense to this show that I should be fired from from my own podcast because I failed to we failed.
Oh.
Do you take the blame alongside me.
Now we're spreading the ownership of this.
we failed to mention that Alan Oppenheimer was the voice of Mindok last episode, and in this episode he returns again as the voice of Morag, this episode's main wizard. Alan Oppenheimer, most famously known as the voice of Skeletor, he was also in his voice for Morag in this episode is so. It's the voice he uses for Ming the Merciless in the Flash Gordon adventures.
Yeah. And this guy kind of has that Ming characteristics to him, too.
He does a little bit. And
20 years, goatee. Yeah.
I want to say, Jason, that this episode alone is the inspiration for 3 other pop IPs? Culture, yeah. Pop culture things. And we're going to get to it. As they come along, dude.
Okay, all right. I missed those.
Oh, yeah, I went deep on this son of a bitch. And I can't prove any of it, but in my mind, this is it. And when we did our first episode, I think I mentioned that there was an early episode where Ariel really fucking kicks ass, and it's this episode, and I think it's probably my favorite segment with her character thus far in the show.
She really came to the front on this. She was pun heavy, mind you. She had a lot of puns holstered.
Yep.
She was using them all. Empty the barrel, Ariel.
Also, we have never mentioned, I don't believe, that Dirk Tufeld is the narrator for the opening intro.
How do we miss that?
Yeah. And he
standing applause for that guy, for sure,
big time. He's done.
I never pass the intro. I always watch him. It's the best.
Never skip intro.
Never, ever.
He did the intros for Voyage to the Bottom of the Sea and Lost in Space TV
Lost in
series.
Space.
Yeah. Hot damn. Here we go into Raiders of the Abyss. Jason,
Oh my God.
we
As
start
we
off with
always
the
do.
riding scene.
Yeah, of course we do. After that giant two-headed snake is seen in the opening, we automatically go right to the garbage can. Let's zero in on that baby because the horses are jumping.
And there's a sweet like music change by Dean Elliott when Ookla and his Equort show up, because this is the episode where they tell us what his creature is called, an Equort.
They're really laying the groundwork here.
And they're riding through the Badlands when they hear a sound, and up above them, here come the Nazgul. These fucking dudes riding on these giant winged bats that have like
Before that,
rat tails.
we did have a facial expression moment with Thundar looking back. With turning around, he's like, "Oh." A little shocked face, and Ariel really Thundar had a trip to the HR after this, as he told Ariel to hold her tongue, mentioning about how hungry Ookla is. That's a little trip to the HR, Thunder. We're gonna have to discuss these matters.
Yeah. We get a shot of the cracked moon right away too, like
I love it.
when the
Yes.
riders, the bat riders are flying past.
It's always nice to see that, and it's kind of reforming a little bit, but it just sets the stage. It's like, holy shit, what happened? And the moon is cracked. Is the world safe?
It is not.
Probably not.
They follow these guys and see that they are attacking a group of humans who have taken up residence on a
A cruise ship.
big cruise ship that's on its
Okay.
side.
Dude, two questions. How the fuck did the cruise ship get here? And then B, stay like that? Because it's on its side into like a plateau. We're not near an ocean, are we? Because that is a cruise ship, right?
Yeah.
Am I correct? Yeah. How did it get there?
The cataclysm, Jason.
The ultimate mulligan. Yeah.
Right?
It explains it all. Yeah.
It does. We didn't describe these bat riders,
Oh my
but
God.
I called them Nazgul because basically they are, man. They're just wearing a traditional cultist
Okay.
robe with
Yeah.
hood that
Sure.
conceals their feature except for their eyes and their mouth.
Yeah.
And they have these sorceress rods, which are probably about the size of a yardstick. It's round, silver, with like etched with like runes and carvings. And they seem to like zap and stun. They're like
Oh yeah.
cattle prods.
It's those zap sticks, like they hit these guys with immediate fatigue. It's like these dudes busted a nut and wanted to take a nap. It's like that one guy, he just like cripples down. He's like, oh, it's nap time. He goes to bended knee,
Oh shit.
and then they combo with the net. It's pretty smart.
Yeah, these bad dudes are hunting humans. And the great thing about the ocean liner, when they see it,
Oh.
Thundar just goes, "Lords of Light." And he doesn't
Automatic.
even get a chance to ask, "Ocean liner? What is ocean liner?" Ariel just goes into explaining what it is. She's
Yeah,
like, "I'm
she
expecting
knows.
the question. I'm just going to tell him."
She like sees it a mile off. It's like a beaking of dumbness. She's like, "I'm gonna head you off. I'm gonna tell you what it's all about. Don't worry, my child. I will tell you about these oyster liners." Going back to the Nazgul, I can see where you're going, but I went a different direction. I saw these fuckers. I was like, "Are those giant Jawas?" Those.
Oh, sure. Okay.
Because I'm like, they're just like nondescript hooded creatures, and you're like, see the eyes, and I was like, those Jawas, they gotta be, in the sand, it's automatic, right?
I'm with you. Now you're saying to me, you said to me earlier, these guys are toys.
Oh my God, yeah. They have to be. Do you know the opening scene, how much animation was used to show the cauldron of bats flying through the sky?
Right.
There had to have been 20 of them, right? It's almost as much as like, well, we got the jump animation for the horses down. Well, we got a couple thousand left. What should we do? 20 bat riders.
Repeat
Order
that
up.
bad animation. Just repeat it.
Just layered on layers on layers on layers. And mind you, make those fucking tails as thick as you can, because I need to see those.
Yeah. We got to show that
Brutal.
they're just not bats.
No. Oh no. They're like bat rat hybrids.
Thundar calls them leather wings.
Oh, I God, is he great? He is so good. Just like I just want to live in his mind for a day.
So to get over to the battle, Ariel makes her light bridge, which is awesome. Because
Of
Thundar
course.
was just going to rush off the edge of the cliff, I think, to get there. And because she's like, Thundar! And she makes the
Yeah.
bridge. And then she smiles as she sees him run across it.
True. He has reckless abandon definition. He's gonna go. He probably thinks in his own mind he could have made that jump. That was like a mile away.
It is huge. It's the biggest light bridge I think she's made.
And that's not the only light bridge we see in this episode.
No.
Just she's going wild.
Thundar rescues a dude, right? By jumping up and grabbing the
Again,
hanging human from a leather wing's claws in
zero
the air.
fucks.
Like that was such a like I was like, oh man, that's straight out of like a Conan the Barbarian comic, you know,
It
like
is.
that's any comic where someone's like, I'm grabbing the flying thing and going up with it.
I'll
He
make my
drops.
plans as we go.
Yeah. He drops to the ship and like the captain of the ship, Garth, old bro, he's still
No.
wearing his captain outfit though, all of his
Dude,
clothes for 2,000 years.
of
And
course we have the Tolkien yacht rock asshole wearing the Admiral's hat. And I'm surprised Michael McDonald like taking it to the streets wasn't playing, because this was the perfect scene for
yeah.
it.
The best there though, dude, he climbs up and he says, what manner of man are you, to Thundar? And there's this red shot of Thundar because he just did his, you know, superhero land from falling from the sky. So he's kind of crouched down and he looks up at the dude and whips the sun sword up in front of his face and it goes quonk and he goes free.
Awesome. Just a straight
Oh,
shooter, right?
it's
It
so
encompasses
great.
everything that is Thundar.
Yep.
Free. Like
Free.
he must have been a slave like all his life, because he is all about the freedom. That
Yeah.
that's his only goal, to free every human and kill every wizard there is. Right?
So Ookla and Ariel get into it too. You know, they drive these guys off. And they're like, super great. Thanks. You guys are super great. Thundar is like, yeah, but they got away with some of your humans, so we're not that great.
They all of them, except for the one Thunder rescued, had nets of humans. They
Yeah.
were full. It's like they went fishing. Their nets were chocked with humans. And I'm thinking to myself, is like, how many were on this yacht? Like a million? Like how they got? And this could, mind you, this could have all been avoided if, I don't know, I'm just spitballing here, if they would have stayed inside. Like those bats aren't gonna go wandering through the hull of a sideways cruise ship. You would have been fine if you just closed the doors, guys,
I can't
instead of
imagine.
yacht rocking it up outside.
I can't imagine like living in there as sideways. You're living in a
Oh.
sideways house.
Oh.
It's crazy. The thing I kind of skipped over because I'm trying to hustle through this episode as much as this episode hustles, because this
But there's
episode
too much.
hustles. It's
There's too
great.
much.
It's got a couple minutes of downtime, but that's
A
just to
little
get you to
bit.
the next hustle.
Yeah.
And during the combat, like Ariel's doing like force blasts at the bat dudes in the air, and Ookla's shooting arrows and
He
causes one of
busts
the
out the
dudes to
bowl.
drop his stun stick, and she grabs it and twirls it like a fucking
Yeah,
drumstick.
baton. Like a
It's awesome. Yeah,
baton. It
like a
was.
baton.
Dude, I was more. I was like, she is amazing, but Ookla busts out the bowl. Outstanding. Steals the show. Just winging those. And it wasn't like a real arrow. It's like more like a stun arrow. Just clocks that guy right in the chest. All the wind was knocked out.
So they
And
scream.
I love what Ariel, she yells at him, back to the Belfry boys, like Pun City, and the doors are open.
It's in this fight where we get our first Aye! From Thundar, right? And here's where I go, Jason.
Oh,
Don't
okay.
tell me that did not inspire in the creation of Xena.
Oh my. Yeah.
Come on.
Okay.
Those bros
I'm not con
watched this and
Yep.
they're like, man, we should have Xena do a war cry. A yee 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 yee.
Just like that.
Tell me it isn't.
And Thunder does, like, when he jumps down and he swings off that rope, does a backflip, does another one, and then lands. It's like, you didn't need to do all that. You're just like a, he's like a big kid just showing off. Like, you didn't need to risk your life swinging across like that, sir. There
He's
could have been
hyped.
easier ways. Yeah, he can't
Adrenaline.
help himself. Yeah. Here. That's all he runs on.
He lands, yeah, so he lands in front of the humans and Garth comes up to like, talk to them and engage his rescuers. Garth is touchy, dude. He like touches Thundar's arm and then he runs, goes up and he grabs like Ariel, just grabs her hands and he's like,
Dude,
oh.
I have that in my notes. He is handsy as fuck. He grabs his biceps.
Oh, you're strong, Thunda.
Oh my. A
Your
free
hands are
man, you
soft,
say?
lady. But then ignores
We don't have.
Ookla.
No, they were
Rude.
afraid of Ookla. Even the lampshade head guy with the utensils around his neck as a fashion statement ran. But Garth, dude, he really took a liking to Thundar.
So much so they get invited into his cabin and drink his wine. And it's in a huge, huge
Huge.
pitcher.
Yeah.
Like it, and with four
Too much.
matching
Too much.
steins.
It's too much.
And
It's
they're
like tiki.
boozing.
Oh, they're hammered. Just
They're
those four,
boozing.
mind you. Yeah.
And of course, the best part, right? Another sip, Ookla. And then Ookla grabs the fucking
Dude,
pitcher and
C
just
cashes
downs
it
it.
out.
And
Cashes it out.
then the reaction shot from Garth. Holy crap. Hilarious.
Dude, they held that for like 2 seconds too long, but it made the scene.
It did. There's a lot of great like 2 second reaction shots from
Yeah.
people in this episode, which are super fun.
They're cheats. They're cheats in the animation world because you don't have to, any camera movement or any animation, but it really sells it. It brings it home.
These Raiders of the Abyss have been preying upon these ocean liner people for years, and
I can't get over this.
they've
Years, dude.
years they
How
tried
many
to fall.
people are there again? Because you're taking like
20 at a
100 with
pop.
you. You guys have no defense.
They were putting up a fight, dude. They had torches. They like weren't like running for the hills. They're at least
Jared.
trying.
Jared, torches. Come on.
What do you
They were getting tagged with these fatigue sticks
Oh
left
my
and
God.
right. Oh.
Okay. So yeah, man, they find out that they're like, we've tried to follow these riders of the abyss, but no one ever returns when they try. And but Thundar's like, oh yeah.
Well, have you met me?
Yeah. And Ariel is like inspecting
Abyss,
the
you say?
Ariel is inspecting the sorcery, the energy rod, and she's
Oh,
like,
yeah.
these were fashioned by sorcery. And it's a pretty good job.
She's impressed. But is Thundar?
No sorcerer's toy will stop Thundar.
Perfect. Yeah. He couldn't care less.
So yeah, like he's not reactionary. They are. He's like, no, we're going after these dudes. We're doing this.
He is like totally, his rage from beginning to end of this episode has not stopped. Like it's constant. There is no downtime with his rage whatsoever. He is scene to scene to scene. It's unbridled rage. It's impressive. What level of barbarian are you, sir? Is it just you're just using up all the slots in rage?
Yeah. I don't want to see stat blocks for these characters. As much as I would love it, I don't want to see them.
No.
You can't define these guys.
Dude, can you imagine Ariel's spell list?
Yeah.
Holy shit. That's a book in itself.
So they ride off to track these riders down. Here again, we get the bridge so that they can get off the ocean liner. And
at the end, the horses look like they're sliding on a Mario ice stage. You know, they're just gliding. They're just gliding on this bridge. I'm like, Jesus, Ariel.
She made it steep. We get down into the abyss, which is at like the base of a waterfall, really, right? Mm-hmm. And
beautiful area.
These dudes are creeps. And so they've got like an underground lair, which no place that for me on their lair.
No,
sorry.
That's too much. Yeah, it's kind of vague and just like basic.
Yeah, you know? That's my thing, is it's basic. Yeah. And that's where I'm getting with Morag, because here he comes to get introduced. And I think Morag right now is at the bottom layer of our three named wizards. Morag
unfortunately
is bottom tier for me right now.
Because he comes in, like, let's set the stage. They're all in a room. All these giant Jawas are just standing there, right? He comes walking in there, and he yells at them to be silent.
Like, they're not doing nothing.
I'm pretty sure that's what they were doing. Silence! Yeah, we got the memo, dude. What are we here for?
We got the memo.
He just wants to yell. What an asshole boss.
Yeah, aren't they all?
Oh, this guy for sure.
So they throw back their hoods, and we see these guys are wrinkly, old, elf-eared, bald punks, except for Morag. Morag gets to have some hair, some facial hair.
That's why he's the leader.
I'm the dude with the beard.
You got a beard? Huh? You got a beard? No. That makes me the leader.
And this, Jason, is where somebody else stole an idea. Because I think the Dark Crystal stole the idea from Thundar to where these guys are using vapors in the Thundar cartoon to drain humans of their vitality and their strength to make these wrinkly old elf fucks look young again. Just like the Skeksis and the Gelflings, dude.
You do not besmirch the name of Dark Crystal, one of my favorite movies of all time.
I love it too, Jason. I'm not. I'm just saying, all awesome things are connected, is what I'm saying here.
These guys with their cauldron, they were vaping hard, and those humans. I did not notice this, and we'll get to it. It shrunk the humans. To hobbit size. It freaked me out. Because when we'll get to it, but it's like I had a rewind from double take. It's like, why are they small now? They shrunk them too.
And that was lost on me too, Jason, because when they show the vapors hit these guys, they do a close up on one man's face, and his skin goes purple, and he goes completely withered.
Yep.
And even though it pans away from that, you know, from these red fumes, and it does look like they shrink up, shrivel. But I
didn't
just
even
kind of
notice.
Thought they were shriveling.
Yeah.
But yes, they actually shrink in size.
They shrunk. They're hobbit size.
Yeah.
Really creepy.
But the red
Once we
vapors
get to that
make
scene,
everybody look great. Man, they're like, no more wrinkles here. We look young and great.
And they're at full strength, like he said, they're at full strength.
This is why I feel Morag is bottom tier, because here's his whole gig. His whole gig is, I'm gonna huff vapors off of humans to stay young, and I'm gonna prey on the same group of humans. So his sight is so small that he's just small. He's just small. He's small
He
time.
is.
Morag is small time. He's not Mindok, who's gonna rule the fucking world. He's
No,
not
nobody is.
Gemini, who animates the Statue of Liberty.
This guy's why even name him?
I get that he's got a bunch of
then he
bats and a
keeps
bunch
the
of followers.
and then he keeps the humans as like slaves, but that's it. What are they? Are it would have been cool if they would have been like making the fatigue sticks or in a sweatshop or something, and they're making armor for the bats or so, some bullshit. I don't know. No, he just likes people around him.
Well, he's screwed because Thundar and crew are coming in through the waterfall. Even though
Man,
Ookla hates water,
dude,
they're
baby,
coming
no
in.
like, he is throwing a tantrum in the water.
They sneak in, and there's some guards in a little paddle boat that they duck underneath.
Awful, yeah.
Thundar bursts out of the water like Jaws to flip it, and they go spilling in. Thundar grabs them underwater. Ookla grabs her stun sticks, breaks them underwater, and then bam, number three. This is where the airbender guys,
Yeah.
Avatar guys, got the idea for elemental magic because they see Aerial do water bending, and they're like, we're going to do a whole cartoon series on
Based on this.
based on this water bending, elemental magic, because she makes a big giant bubble, s take those dudes up and throw them away. And then what's her pun this time, Jason?
It to me.
There goes a bubble of trouble.
Oh, that's crap. Yes.
Or like a bubble full of trouble or something.
Dude, and it's unclear, A, if that bubble was filled with water or air and where she sent them.
Sent them to die.
That's off scene. That's off scene. Off scene. Ariel's a undercover serial killer. She uses elemental magic to vanquish her enemies.
Yes.
Dude, and to get back to these guys in the water, after Ookla gets accustomed to it, they all become like Olympian grade swimmers. They're just coasting through this water, flying.
We got to move the story, Jason. That's why
And that's what
these guys can do it.
they again, their stats are off the charts.
They got to sneak past the sleeping bats, which is
The
awesome.
lowest hanging.
I like,
There's no taller ceilings in this place.
and
Those bats are right at the ground level.
they don't care. They're
Yeah,
like, oh, these dudes are going through. We're tired.
all right.
We need to
It's nap
sleep.
time. Yeah, maybe they got hit by the fatigue stick.
It's roosting time. Yeah, now you're seeing all these dudes hailing Morag, and he's like, I
Oh,
cannot live on cheers.
dude, and mind you, a bit too close with the arm gesture boys with Morag. I'm
Oh.
like, hey, you might want to tone that down a little, guys. I don't know who put that in the script, but that's not great.
Isn't it the same thing that the Groundlings did?
Yeah, a little bit. Wasn't great then either.
Oh man. The best part here, Thundar peering into Morag's throne room sees that the humans are forced to serve Morag, and he just jumps into action. It's not like they discussed a plan.
Oh, none. Immediate rage at slavery. I'm telling you, every time you see slavery, it's fucking he gets shook.
Yep. Freedom, baby.
Freedom isn't free.
No. No. Cost a buck 05. So we get a little bit of, we get a cool fight scene. Here's, dude. Now we have commented multiple times, and there's going to be another time to talk about it on this episode. Ookla's strength. Two
Yeah.
dudes run at him. He grabs them, and he crushes the Their
insides
spine.
in a bear
Yeah.
hug and then just drops them dead.
They're
That's,
both dead.
yeah.
Both dead. The ribs pierced their hearts because he crushed every bone in their body. And he just like flings them like little rag dolls.
He crushes them
Oh my God.
into a jelly, dude.
He's...
It's
And
nasty.
they're at full strength. Let's just go back to that. They're at full strength.
Yeah, they're all hyped up on human vapors.
And Ookla just crushes their fucking spine. I gotta get back. Demore sees Thundar, scared shitless, mind you. He's like, what is this guy about? And he runs off scene, and then you just see Thundar for no reason swinging on a chandelier that we did not see him jump to. Chase him. It was like some C-Lab 2020 shit.
Yeah, man.
It was fantastic. That was the moment of the episode for me. I was like, unbelievable.
You gotta use the swinging animation again.
Yeah. And it's used.
At least Ariel is not a murder hobo like everybody else and like uses her magic to like capture a few dudes. I mean, now you can at least question these dudes or something. She uses a magic light
Or kill them as she wishes.
power to wrap them up, but then she gets attacked by two dudes. One dude hits her with the fatigue stick and they drag her away.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, this is gonna get dark real quick.
What's funny is, man, these sorceress rods just they are dime a dozen. They get snapped in
Yeah.
half, they get cut in half, they're like they can't be that great. I mean, they
No. After she said about the workmanship and the runes on them, and they're like, whatever. They could be like the groundlings clubs for all we know.
Take Thundar's fury, man, through the entire episode.
They do. He unleashes it all on these fatigue sticks.
And
I
he's
don't
like,
think they would have worked on them anyway.
probably not work against them. Thundar is about to take it to Morag, but Morag's like, hey, me or the woman? And
Yeah.
Dilemma. He points, and that pisses off Ookla so much because we know
Yeah.
he dotes over Ariel with one arm, sweeps three dudes out of the way, goes busting out of the room, Thundar chasing after him. And here we get our surprise stop. Which is funny that since last episode they're adding these like surprised animations to Thundar, you know, like these
Yeah.
reactions. Cause he looks into the next chamber and like, whoa,
Yeah,
backs
shook face.
him and Ookla are both like, ah, domino effect, like back up to like, oh
Right.
crap, they've got Ariel hanging up. And we forgot to mention they hang humans on the wings of a giant rocket or
Yeah,
ship.
that's right. Again, how'd that get there?
It's all underground. It's crazy.
It is. But it's such a basic dungeon. There's no like motif to it. You know, it's just a basic dungeon, and then all of a sudden rocket wings.
But it's deep. Like, this is
It yeah.
deep underground, right? To hold like a ship this size. And then later, we're about to see even other things that I'm just like, wow, the earth swallowed up all this. And these dudes live down here. They vapor Ariel and they do a
Oh yeah.
close-up of her face as she goes purple and wilty, and it's like
Yeah.
slow dissolve of her youth and beauty into,
Yeah.
you know, a drained husk.
Yeah,
She doesn't shrink in size, but she
no.
does lose all this energy. And as a young boy in 1980 who was in love with Ariel, and I saw this happen to her, I was like, oh my God, no, beauty.
Yeah, she gets
Beauty changes.
methed out. Drugs are bad, guys. Meth is bad.
Drugs are bad. Still beautiful, just
Still, in
aged.
her own way. The next sequence, Jared, is fucking unhinged.
Let's hear it.
Oh my God. So we got Thundar and Ookla without any parent supervision. They're running into this room full bore, right? And all the nets. I mean, they must have they were next to the net room. They used them on Ookla. They just kept on putting nets on nets on nets on Ookla. And then Thundar grabs a ladder from somewhere
he's climbing up to get Ariel, and they're like, "Not today, Thundar." They do the old ladder trick, taking the ladder away from him, like a goddamn 70s sitcom. He jumps from this hanging rope for some odd reason, grabs it, saves methed out Ariel, cuts her down, and then he lands. These guys have tridents now. These What is your weapon set? You this is crazy.
I think they ran out of rods.
Dude, all this in a span of, I want to say, like 7 seconds. It was unbelievable. It was fantastic. I loved it. Every bit of it.
They run off with Ariel to get her to safety. Ookla's like, "Yeah, I was just toying with these guys, keeping them
Yeah.
occupied with his nets. Because here, I just throw it off
Dude.
myself, and it goes back on them."
Yeah, Thunder's like, "Come on, Ookla, stop messing around." He's like, "All right. Where
During the escape, they see one of the little shriveled humans, and he's like, "Come with me. Come to where they keep us.
Yeah.
You can escape this way."
And they're running sideways, and then all of a sudden I'm like, why? There, here's where I first notice it. It's like, why is he so much smaller? What happened to this guy? Is this some unfinished storyline that we just like happened to be into?
It flipped me out too. This is where I was like, wait a minute, is the animation effed up?
Yeah. That's the exactly what I thought. I like, oh, this might be where they cut corners here.
Now, when they get in there and they scope it out, so a portion of the city has sunk into the earth, as we
Yeah.
mentioned. So it's in a big
Again,
giant cavern now.
basic as fuck.
And it's, it looks like all the ruins we've seen before, ruins of Manhattan,
Yeah.
whatever. It looks like all that,
Yep.
right? Underground.
No play set. No play set.
No play set. No play
Nope.
set.
Nope.
There's a bunch of little dudes all standing around. And then we see Ariel over Thundar's shoulder, and she's like, "Thundar, you can put me down now." And she's fine, right? She's no longer withered, but she's still purple. That pose she's in is great because, it is the over the shoulder ass shot. And then
Yeah.
she's got her hand on Thundar's ass as she's
Yeah.
like bracing herself up to like talk and be like, "Yo, put me down now." Yeah. And she quickly, he's like, "You're well?" And she's like, "Yep." She's like, "You saved me just in time," points at herself. It's a great glamour shot of her. And she
Listening.
becomes skin colored. So I think what she did here was purely for Thundar's ego and for Ookla to make them feel good. She's like, "You guys had me. I got captured," because she's so great in this episode, like
Yeah.
powerful otherwise. She just like, for her to get captured like that, "I'll let this go down because I know I can live through it because I'm magic, Princess Ariel. So I can handle these vapors. And Thundar will rescue me. It'll be great for these guys."
I give him a nice little ego boost like she did in episode one, where she could escape that cage at any time she wanted to.
Thundar's like, "How can we help you guys?" And they're like, "Well, the raiders stole the secret from a conquered wizard who took refuge here ages ago. And if you get the secret from him about the vapors, you can reverse all this." And
Plus two unlock.
there is a awesome shot of the trio listening to this guy's story, and he's down, he's shrunken in the foreground, and they're standing like Thundar, standing hands on hips, watching
Yeah.
him.
Really intrigued.
Yeah, you've got Ariel with a great like sexy hip tilt with one hand on her hip, and she's like looking down, listening to him. And then you got Ookla just as the like he's got that caveman idiot stand all the time
Yes.
where his
Yeah.
arms are just hanging.
Kind of slump.
That's
Yeah.
I want that pose as a t-shirt, because every Thundar t-shirt, it's like action pose, rah, 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 rah. But then this pose is so great. They're just like, "We're badass. We're listening to your deal. We're gonna help you out." It's such a great. I want that.
They're like listening
I'm gonna make
to
that.
the other side of a debate almost and ready to retort.
They're like, "Find the wizard, you'll find our salvation." And they're like, "Yep, got it."
Yeah, no directions needed. We'll find him.
Yeah, they roll their survival checks to track this dude down
Oh,
perfectly. We get a
yeah.
cool like travel montage of them going through the Badlands and then them crossing this major bridge.
The first thing I thought of was Golden Gate, but I'm like, it can't be right. Is it?
It might be, dude, because okay, we'll get to it. Yeah,
They're
that
traveling
was
a lot of land then.
it's
They're going all more than a 2 days journey on horse.
we get to the wizard's lair that like that they just go straight to. Somehow they knew where it
Yeah,
was. It
they
is
found him.
cool because it is a cool, crazy tree house with like
Yeah.
big dragon like necks and skulls. They're holding it up. Like it's
Yeah,
rad. Like this
it
could
is.
almost be a playset.
Almost if this
Almost.
guy was A, named, and B, a little bit better. Just,
I love him though. I think he's
I like
cooler than
his,
Morag, dude.
but for sure, dude. I thought maybe they're gonna get this guy on their side and they're gonna have a major wizard battle, you know, or something. No, this was an in and out side quest.
But I do love that he's got drapery that's covered with stars and moons. Like this guy
Yeah,
is wizard straight
yeah.
up.
He's a fucking wizard hoarder.
And she Ariel's like, it doesn't look like he's welcoming visitors. And then Thundar's like, then I'll batter down his gates and force the secret. And she's like, hold up, dude.
Easy, easy, dude. No more Red Bull for you. All right.
Ariel's got this. Perhaps I should try reasoning with him first. And she teleports into his lair, like straight
And
into his lair with a bunch of sparkles.
I love, yes, that's what I was gonna say. I love the sparkle teleport spells when they just twinkle out of existence and then somewhere
Yeah.
else. I love it.
And you just do it by putting your hands up over your head,
That's all you have to do.
thumbs like kind of thumbs pointing towards each
Yeah.
other, fingers towards the sky. Man,
Yeah.
boom, I love it.
I'm gonna teleport by you in a little bit. Hold on.
This is like one of my favorite aerial sequences of all time. You know what I mean? Because she's like, I got this.
Yeah.
And she goes in, wizard duel. And it's awesome. I went back through and watched this a couple times just to see the backgrounds and everything that is in this dude's little
Yeah, there's a
tree
lot.
house. And it's cool as hell. There's like a pentagram on the floor,
Yes.
vials and skulls covered with cobwebs.
Yeah.
Great
What's
shit.
he doing? Like, what are these wizards doing? Like, what's he doing? He's just sitting in that fucking weird throne.
It's a huge like gargoyle minotaur creature
Yeah, it's
throne.
everything. A mixture of fucking every magical creature you could think of. And you're just sitting there.
He's sitting
This is
in
my
its lap.
throne. Yeah. It's like, this is mine.
And this cool wizard, man, he's got the cool traditional long white beard, cool long mustache. His headpiece is kind of conical with a flat
Yeah.
top and like horns. Very, you know, like shaman-y kind of
Yeah.
looking
I like
wizard.
the color scheme to him. I
Yeah.
like everything about this guy except no name
No name.
and a complete zero.
Which,
And then he didn't even think about what chair he's sitting on that's ripe for an animation spell. Like, dude, you gotta think these things out if you're gonna have a wizard duel, man. Right?
dude. And he's like, I know why you've come, Princess Ariel. So he already knows her. This dude is powerful. He knows her. He expected her, knew why she was here. He's like, I'm not even going to get out of the chair to wizard duel you either.
I'm gonna zap you from here. And she
And
does that cool little barrel roll.
oh yeah, he whips like three different spells at her before she even retaliates, and she just is like, "You got three spells at me? Watch this. One spell, you're done."
Yeah, in and out.
Because, as you said, she
If she didn't know, if she wasn't in a hurry. Well, first of all, we don't know if she didn't kill that guy. We don't know that. Thundar and Ookla really don't care. But I'm thinking she might have crushed that guy's to death with the chair.
yes, she animates the chair, the
Yeah.
big giant arms grab the wizard
Yeah.
and you know hold him steady, and then he's like, I give up.
Oh, I bet you do.
And then she releases it. Now, Jason, here, listen. I love this wizard so much. I want him to have a toy. I understand he doesn't have a name. Fine. If it
We
means they
can't.
don't have a name, they don't get a toy. But how come Dude's a Manhattan dude. And of course, we're going to do a Bat Rider, and he's not going to have a fucking name. He's just a writer of the Abyss. This guy could just be old man wizard. So I don't know.
Dude, that is way down the queue.
But here's the thing, Jason. We could make this kick-ass chair that you push a button and the arms go clatch.
Oh my
and
God, clatch that's a character. Right. That's
so
right.
If you just get the chair alone, fine. If we don't have the wizard, and you can put any old wizard in it, any old character in it to get them clatched, but it should come with the wizard.
And I do agree. I love the playset. I love the treehouse effect. I mean, that's cool. That'd be like the Jawa's palace, you know, where he slides and you fall type thing. I love everything about this, but it's such a fucking like too fast. Nothing really happened. I mean, we can speculate he's dead, but
I get all that. I just want the chair. I don't want his full place. I just want the cool chair piece to play with, because I think it'd be cool with its clatchy action. But this is like, I just love the scene, because she beats him and then she's like, give me the secret. The next scene is them traveling back to the humans, and she's got a little vial.
Yeah.
Dude,
no
whatever.
Top on this thing. Just holding it like a hot coffee.
Yeah.
You know, riding on the horse, no top, nothing. You can't
don't spill it.
Don't, please don't.
And for as much of a rush as they were to get this thing, they're just slowly walking back. The horses are just walking back.
Yeah.
To the humans.
They had no top on the cure.
Oh, you're right. You're
they had to take their time. A cup of coffee coming, come through.
Yeah, we could hold on. And Thundar's like, man, were you in danger? Did the wizard put up a fight?
I love it.
Yeah. And she says, that nice old man. Don't be silly, Thundar. And this is great. We
this
get these two
fantastic
lines from Thundar. He says, no wizard was ever nice and no barbarian silly.
He took offense. He took offense to that. That hit him hard.
Yeah.
He got him in the feels for sure. Silly. That face at the end, complete disgust.
Thundar then announces very loudly, once they get back to the people, humans, we have returned with the cure.
Too loud. Yeah, too loud, sir. You announce it. Do you know this is connected to the other guys? Do you guys, you realize that, Thundar?
But guess what? Morag and his crew is there waiting for their return with all of their bats and stuff. Now, we never really went into detail about the toys here of these riders.
Yeah.
But I think, Jason, they have to come with interchangeable heads. The dude has to come with three heads. And
Whoa.
Even if we want
oh,
to do
yes.
this.
He has to.
Okay. It has to have a hooded head. It has to have an unhooded withered head, and then it has to have an unhooded regular, you know, juiced up full power head.
Full strength, yeah, full strength.
Right?
Head.
So interchangeable head on this dude, I think.
And you're going to have to go like old G.I. Joe cloth net type thing with the bats too. You know,
with the bendy
they can't
tail.
Be plastic. They gotta be like this cloth, like the string net that was weaved.
A wire bendy tail, though, dude. Wire bendy tail.
Now, what does this playset look like? Is it like one Morag with two Bat Riders type playset? You know, that's a big chunk of money for these people to lay down.
I know,
but you can't just have Morag because he's so lame.
Maybe Morag comes with the chair then.
No bat though? He doesn't get a bat?
A rider will come with a bat. And it'll be up to people to be like, you know what? I have a bunch of stormtroopers. I'll have a bunch of riders so I can have a bunch of riders and bats.
But you got to think, like, the bat is a big piece of plastic. How many bat riders you actually buy in? You buy more than two?
Okay. I don't know, man. We'll figure it out.
When we get the license of Thundar toys.
Unless the rider comes with the Morag head too, you know what I mean? And then that way you have four heads in it, and you can either have Morag or just a rider, and you know what I mean? Kind of switch it around.
Because we're not going to do like a play set for this episode. I might go more egg bat and then Kamen Rider, a bit Rider Raider Abyss bat, two pack, and call it a day.
And he's gonna come with a trident and a fatigue
Oh
stick.
my God. The trident's gonna put us over, man. That's a lot of plastic.
Here we go,
Oh
another
shit.
fight scene. This is a good one.
Yeah, it
Morag
is.
melts one of the exits. You're not getting out.
Dude, did he melt it or was that like a mud wall? I was
Yeah,
confused. I was like,
yeah.
what is he melting?
Earth to stone, baby.
And then here we go with Ookla's strength again.
Yes.
Casually just picks up a truck, throws it.
And Thundar's climbing up a fire escape. Now, okay, look at these other buildings in the background. That looks like the Empire State Building at one point.
I
And then at
know.
another point, dude, I think we see the Twin Towers.
I'm so confused where they are. I don't know. I'm not even going to guess anymore. It's just like skyscraper on skyscraper on sky. We're mixing these architectural features everywhere now.
Thundar climbs to the top of the building so he can jump onto Morag's leather wing and fight him up there
Dude,
on the back
excellent
of it.
balance. Excellent balance on Thundar's part.
And we see Ariel issuing all the people out. She's like, "Get back to the chamber. I got the cure. Everybody roll." And we get
On, little people.
a recycled animation of her zapping bats in the sky. Ookla's got his old fallback, and he's got like a telephone pole swinging it like a bat.
Again, reuse animation.
Dive tackles him off the back. They fall through a broken sky window into the interior of a building and are a little separated by distance, but this gives the Thundar another time to swing down to Morag.
Dude, not a soft landing. These guys hit hard on their back. Luckily, Morag was at full strength.
Thundar says, "Morag, let us finish our battle." And he swings the sun sword and holds it up in like a cool, like fight stance pose, like back over his head. It's
Love it.
cool.
It is. The good ending.
It
Good end
is.
fight scene. Yeah.
Morag's move is to zap a bunch of crates down on top of Thundar.
Garbage. Absolute garbage. Should be
But
ashamed to call yourself a wizard.
he thinks he's done it until the
Yeah.
sun sword bursts out from the boxes.
Dude, I absolutely love this scene. And the sun sword tip is like inches away from his nose. That was fantastic animation. I love every bit of that.
Cutting Morag's fatigue stick in half. I could easily finish you, Morag. But then he just puts the sun sword back on his cuff and he's like, "Bitch, I'm walking away from you." He
Dude,
hooks him
put
up on a hook and leaves him hanging.
like a coat.
And then he uses the sun sword to do the same sort of seal off trick to the other exit, trapping Morag and all of his men back in there. I guess they're going to starve to death to eat each other.
They got plenty of bats.
For now, Ariel uses her little cup of coffee to change the fumes from red to yellow, which restores all the humans back to normal.
Yeah, full size humans now. Yeah, they kind of rush the ending a little bit, but you know,
Yeah.
we gotta set things straight so they can get back on their yacht to hit up some Doobie Brothers and go dancing with Garth.
Because Garth's waiting there with booze, and they're now all standing around drinking it, and the humans are all got their torches and they're watching. They're like, "Oh, there's not enough booze for everybody, just those guys, I guess."
I mean, I guess they do deserve it. They did rescue us, but you know, a shot would be nice.
And how does Garth end it? A toast to freedom. And they
Of
all
course.
clank their mugs. Their
Boom.
steins clank, and that is the end of our episode, man.
Fantastic. I love this episode so much. So much happened.
It's a blast. It's a blast. At first, I was down because I was like, "Morag is garbage."
He is lame.
And but then I was like, but wait a minute,
Hold on.
such great character moments happen in it with
Aerial
our, you know,
heavy.
yeah, like Ariel's wizard battle, Brad.
Dude, any episode that Ookla busts out the bowl, it's an amazing one.
Let's see. I think I said everything I wanted to about it, man.
Oh
Holy
yeah, I'm
crap.
good. Hell yeah. Got through all this 63 talking points.
All right, Jason. Well, hey, man, you got anything you need to hype before we get out of here?
Now I'm just finishing the touches on the first episode of my podcast, and that should be up in September. Let's hope that happens. I want to get like at least three in the bank.
Okay, well, we will be on the lookout for that, and of course, as soon as it pops, I'm gonna mention it on whatever episode is coincides on my side of things, my man.
Yeah.
So, you know, coming up on the show, I've got this, people kind of want to get ahead of things. Got this Battle of the Barbarians I'm gonna be talking about here. That is gonna include reading a series of issues out of Conan Barbarian from Marvel Comics, and all four issues of Wolf the Barbarian from Atlas Comics. If anybody's interested, get your hands on Conan the Barbarian's issues 46 through 53, and Wolf the Barbarian 1 through 4, which you can find and read off of archive.org. Because we're about to have a big old good time with those books pretty soon.
Oh, it's gonna be a yuck fest. It's gonna be amazing.
Until next time, as always, support your local libraries, support your local comic book shop. You can find all of our episodes at goodpencilpodcast.com. All our library of shows are in there. They're good times. Can comment on anything. You can reach out to me through my Instagram. You can reach out through me through the podcast page. Or don't reach out to me. That's all right. I don't need a Hansi Garth coming around me. But
Ooh, how's your
I
bicep, Jared?
it's not a Thundar bicep, so I don't know why you want to
Yeah.
touch it at all. Thundar, I get.
Yeah,
Let me get a grip of those thews. I'm into it. Another quick note here. I have handed the loot bag off to Michael Munshaw. So starting in September, if you happen to go to one of the conventions he is going to be appearing at, tell him you listen to the show and you will get some loot from that bag. There are comics from Legend Comics and Coffee. There are stickers from John Bunger's Slamron shop. There are game aids from Crit for Brains. There are homemade buttons from myself. There is an original sketch card drawn by Michael Munshaw himself. So if you go to Michael's Instagram, Art of M2, and you will see his convention schedule posted there. I post the schedule as well alongside my episode postings on Instagram. So get out there, get that loot. And until next time, Jason, we ride!